Okay, so there's been a push to make this shiur titled Heter of the Week. But this one is going to be called Chumrah of the Week. I warn you in advance, you may want to leave right now. This is the Chumrah of the Week. This is one of the most unknown Chumrahs when it comes to benching. We'll keep it on the, maybe we'll destroy the tape. Says the Mishnah, Mishachal, has this ever happened to you? You've eaten v'shachach and you forget v'lo birich and you forget to bench. Ever happened to anyone here?
Yeah, well,
and now you're about 5 miles away or 10 miles away. Beishami omrim yachzar v'mekomo v'yavarich. Beishami says you gotta go back to the place that you benched and the place that you ate. And bench there. Beisilel, don't worry, 1 second. Beisilel says, Yivarech b'makom shenizkar. Beisilel says, you could do whatever you remember, your bench. Pretty basic. Who do you paskin? Beishamai and Beisilel? Beisilel, yay, okay, you could all go home. Says the Gemara on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. You turn the page, uh-oh. Amar Rav Zvid, v'item Rav Dimi bar Abba, machlokes. The machlokes b'sham and b'sil is only b'shachach, if you forget. Avo b'mezid. What does mezid mean?
Purpose.
What's on purpose?
You raise running you leg and you run out and you didn't bench yet.
So what are you doing purposely?
You're skipping bench.
Not like you hate God. You're not saying like, oh, b'mezid, like, I don't care about God. You're saying b'mezid is like, I gotta go. I'll bench in the car. B'mezid is not perfect. Well, I'm going to quote that. That's going to be our quote. B'mezid is, I'll bench in the car. Okay? Divrei Hakol. What does Divrei Hakol mean?
Everyone.
Who's everyone here? Both Beishamai and Beisil. Yachzer v'makomo v'yavarich. You need to return to the place that you ate and benched there. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Pshita, obviously. V'shachak tznan. It says, you forgot. So I would have thought maybe mezid has the same leniency. Says the Gemara, no. Okay. That's Gemara number one. Gemara number two says, Amru lehem beisil beishamai. Beisil says to beishamai, with vereichem, according to you, mish achal barosha bira v'shachach v'yarid v'lo birich yachzer barosha bira v'yivarech. I'm going to use the modern translation of this. This is the new age translation. If someone ate in Queens and went on the Van Wyck, does he need to turn around on the Van Wyck and come all the way back and sit in 2 times or 3 times traffic of the Van Wyck? Amrulem Beishamai with Beisilel. Beishamai says, yeah, Misha Shachach Arniki Barosh Shabira. If you know that if you turned around on the Van Wyck and came back, you would get your $1 million or you forgot your wallet with all your credit cards and stuff, would you turn around on the Van Wyck? Wait, so it says the Gemara, you would. So he says, so if you do that for your wallet, for your diamonds over there, hello diamond dealers, you left your pouch of diamonds in Kew Garden Hills, and you left it on the table in Benji's, you'd run back and you'd get your diamonds. So why not?
72
minutes. Huh? Okay, we're going to get to my 72 minutes. The Van Wyck's not so bad. It's not 72 minutes yet. You go half a 10 minutes on it, 20 minutes.
Get onto the Van
Wyck. 72 minutes is a little bit pushing it. You want to tell me 40 minutes to get onto the Van Wyck? Fine. 72 is a little bit pushing it. Says the Gemara. Okay, here the actual text is Rosh HaBira, the top of the mountain. Just clarifying, no one should think that Bira means Van Wyck. But that's the modern equivalent of the Bira. Okay, so that's Gemara number two. Gemara number three. Hanu Trei Talmidi. There were two Talmidim. Chad Ovid Beshoge Kibeshamai. Someone was so zealous and so careful with halacha that he returned even accidentally, when he forgot accidentally, like Beshamai, the Eshkech Arnika Didava, and he found a golden wallet. He found a golden wallet when he returned. Another guy didn't come back. The Chad Ovid Bemezid, one person did on purpose, Kibeshilel, meaning he Bemezid, he didn't return, the Ochle Aryeh, and a lion ate him up. Gemara number three. Gemara number four. Rabba Bar Bar Chana have a ka'ozo b'sherusa. Rabba Bar Chana was going the way. Ochal, he ate v'ishtoli. They stopped at a pit stop, a rest stop. He ate and he realized he didn't bench and the caravan started going. Amar Echi Ovid. He said, oh no, what am I supposed to do now? If I tell my chevra that I'm traveling with, Whoops, I forgot to bench. Okay, guys, got to turn around. And we bark, mevarkas, rachmanim, mevarkas. You know, he says, they'll tell me, bench in the car. What's your issue? You know, like you could bench gods everywhere. So mutav daminalu and shray yona didava. I'm going to tell them I forgot a golden dove back at the rest stop. Amrelu and turiway denshray yona didava. So that's what he told them. So he went back and he got it. Ubarach v'ashkach yona didava. And Hashem made a nace that when he returned to the rest stop, he had evidence to go show them as he found a golden dove. Okay. End of the Gemara. How do we paskin? Do you have to go back or do you not have to go back? If you've both been mazed, if you forget on purpose, which again, you leave on purpose. In other words, you say, I'll bench in the car. What's the issue? I've got a couple of them. I got to run. I'll just bench in the car or I'll bench where I get there. Or you start driving and you realize, okay, whoops, I forgot to bench. I'll wait till I get there and I'll bench. What's the halacha? No, Beisham and Beis Hillel. But we said everyone agrees by... By Mazin, right? Everyone agrees.
What if he leaves, he's still eating?
Oh, what if he's still eating? So, let's see Shulchan Aruch. So, Shulchan Aruch says, it is Kuf Pei Dalid, says, Mish achal b'makom echad. If you eat in one place, tzarech levarich, you need a bench, kodem sheyakar mimekomo, before you get up. Okay. V'im yatsa b'mekomo, if he left his place, v'lo birich, and he didn't bench, let's do mezid first. Im haya b'mezid, if he did it on purpose, yachzar l'mekomo v'yavarech. There is no dissenting opinion. Because we said, everyone agrees, b'sham and b'silo. Just to clarify what this means. You're driving, and you realize, let's not do shachach, let's do b'mezid. You're running late to a meeting, or you need to go, or you've got everyone else at the table left, and you just want to get on your way, and you need a bench. So you say, I'll bench in the car, or I'll bench when I get there. Are you allowed to do that? Says the Gemara, you're not. And if you do that, you have to return. Says the Gemara, says Shulchan Aruch, the imbirich b'makom shenizkar, the only leniency is that if you did bench in the place that you remembered, in other words, you say, ah, I'll bench when I get there. And then as you're going there, you're listening to the shiur online, and you're saying, oh, shoot, I was supposed to bench in the place that I was. So now I have to go back. And you say, I don't want to go back. I'll just bench where I get there. Okay, nice shiur by Glatt, but, you know, forget it. I'm just going to bench when we get there. Okay, you bench where you get there. Says the Shulchan Aruch, your yatsa. Says the Ramah, for us Ashkenazim, nice try, you think you're yotze. That's only according to the Rambam. But according to the Rush, he says that b'mezid af b'di'eved lo yatsa. So just clarify what that means. If you're Ashkenazi, which it looks like it's a vast majority of this room, if not everyone here, yeah? Is that if you know that you're supposed to bench where you are eating, and you leave the place that you are eating, and you say, I'll bench in the car, okay, I'm not the best Jew in the world, okay? I'll bench where I get there. And you bench when you get there. According to the Ramah, lo yatsa.
Does that mean it's a bracha lo
vakal? I was about to say that. He doesn't say that expressly, but presumably. You have just done a bracha lo vakal. That's all what I'm talking about so far. Which, by the way, my friend, don't make me seem like I'm so weird. It's 99% of the time that my cases happen, is that you're done, and you leave, and if you're still eating, okay, you're still eating, then that's a whole different ballgame. We're not talking about...
taking a bagel in the car?
If you're taking a bagel in the car, we're going to get to the bagel in the car, but most cases are, most times that I've forgotten to bench, is that you forgot to bench, or you, here, you're finished eating, and you want to run somewhere else, and you say, okay, I'll bench when I get there. You're running out to shul. You say, okay, I'll bench on the way, or I'll bench on this. Mutter or Usser says, Shulchan Aruch, according to the Ramah, you are not yotze benching.
So the kavana part of it doesn't play into it. Because if you're rushing out, you're going to just zip through without...
Hold the thought. Excellent point. Yeah. The kavana point, Ms. Herman's point is, does the kavana make any difference? We'll get to that in a second. Says the Mishnah Brura in Oshei, he says like this. He says, in halacha, though, you want to know, practically speaking, Hiskimu achronim, the rabbis agree, to ein tzarech lachzor levarich. Practically speaking, if you did it, in other words, you know this halacha, you know you're not supposed to run out, you now run out, and now you're 15 miles away, and now you say, okay, look, I should have gone back. I didn't want to turn around on the Van Wyck. Okay, I'm working on myself. Now what should you do? You get there. Should you bench or not bench? You told me it was Bracha V'Atava point to the Rambam, which you're right. Says the Mishnah Berurah, nah, you know what? We can rely on the lenient opinion of the Rambam and says, practically speaking, ain't tzarech lachzor levarich, I feel like amazed ba'alichu bebracha. In other words, bench in the place that you are. It's not a Bracha V'Atava because we could rely on that lenient opinion of the Rambam that the Shulchan Aruch cited, but just to be clear, b'mezid. If you leave b'mezid, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Didn't the Shulchan Aruch just say, correct me if I hear it yeah. wrong, you don't turn around. He didn't say you bench, because those are two different things.
So Shulchan Aruch says,
he said,
so Shulchan Aruch, there's three opinions here.
Right.
Shulchan Aruch says, if b'mezid, you walk out of that place, and you go on the Van Wyck, and you end up in the five towns. Now you don't want to drive back on the Van Wyck and do it again. And you did it left on purpose. You knew this halach, and you left. Says Shulchan Aruch, it's fine if you bench in the five towns, you yotzei b'di'evet. Says the Ramah, yeah.
Didn't he say, you don't have to turn around?
He said, v'im birach b'makom, Shulchan Aruch said, im ayi b'mezid yachzor l'makom, he said, you should turn around, v'im birach b'makom shenisker, but if you don't turn around, and you bench in the five towns and say, look, nice halacha, impractical for me to do, yotzei, you're yotzei.
Oh, okay, so I missed the end.
Okay, no, the same point.
Not turning around and benching there are two different things. Because it might be Baruch HaTzal, and you might just not bench.
So he doesn't say, I don't think that's an option. If you're Yotzei B'di'eved there in the five towns over there, then you should bench. Okay. Then it's not a Baruch HaTzal. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah, you're not Yotzei B'di'eved, which would mean, by extension, don't bench, because it's a Baruch HaTzal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, whoa. We're not encouraging not benching, and therefore you could rely on that lenient opinion that says, okay, if you bench, you're yotzei. It still means, I just want to be crystal clear, if you are in the five towns after driving on the Van Wyck, the ideal thing to do at this point is turn around. Not only the ideal, like you really should. Like that's the halakha. You're supposed to turn around. Now we're going to get to leniencies in 1 minute, but just to be clear, that is a strict halacha. Comes along the Ramah, what the next issue, the Shulchan Aruch Ramah. Well, what about if it's B'shogeg, which is almost as common as Mezid? Is that you realize, oh, whoops, I forgot to bench. And now you're sitting in traffic. Do you have to get off at Linden Boulevard or whatever it is and then turn around and you're just stuck and crawling? Now they're doing construction also. So it's going to be a mess. Do I have to do it as B'shogeg? What am I supposed to do? I forgot to bench. I honestly forgot to bench. So that we saw was a machlokas, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. So how do we paskin? Says Shulchan Aruch, v'imaya b'shogeg, if you're b'shogeg, where Rambam, yavarech b'makom shiniskar. It's fine, just bench in the car. Ula Rabbeinu Yona v'harash, gam hu yachzar v'makomo v'yavarech. Uh-oh. You need to actually return to the place that you are. Now, obviously, b'di'evid, you're fine. But if you have to, ideally, says the Mishnah Berurah, the kasu achronim dechein nachon linog l'maisa. You want to know practically what to do if you're on the Van Wyck and you accidentally forgot to bench? You really should turn around. Here's the kicker. Imlo, but, unless, two greatest words of Judaism. Shas Hadchak. Unless it is literally translated as extenuating circumstances. Whatever that means. To us, Yachal Isman Chasar Rishon. And then you can rely on the lenient opinion. So is the Van Wyck extenuating circumstances? 100% serious question over here. Says the first we'll do the Chumras and then we'll do the Kulas. So the Chumras are the Sefer Tal Torah. He says, let's say, you know, how many brachas of benching are daraisa?
Three.
Fourth one is added in Beitar later on, so fourth one is the Rabban. I don't know how this case, not a very practical case, but let's say you remember the first three brachas, and then you forgot the fourth one. It's only the Rabban. Says the Tal Torah, I saw, You even need to go back for that as well. It's not a Doraisa halacha. It's
a from
Chaim Berlin. What? They don't say the Harachim ones, but they, no. But the fourth bracha is not Harachim. It's Kalavino Kalavino Malkeno Adrin. Remember anything by heart. That's the last thing I want to do. Here we go. Yeah, it's a Kalavino, right? I'm right, right? Yep. You go. Here we go. Yep. Right, it's that bracha is Shenzov Yichasreinu. That's the fourth bracha. The first bracha is Hazonas Hakol. Second bracha is Alaritz Amazon. Third bracha is Bani Yishalayim. And the fourth bracha, which is the Rabbanin, is Akel Avinu Amalkeinu Adreinu. So, and then Harachman is totally separate discussion. But the point is that even if you forgot that fourth bracha, not so plausible, you still have to go back. Why that's interesting, even though it's not practical, is this is not a Doraisa Rabbanin issue. This is even the Rabbanin's benching is so important to Bakum She'achal. Fine. Chumra number one. Chumra number two. Ready for this one? You're such a good frum Jew. You just want to go to shul. Yeah? I want to make mariv. I run out, eat my supper. It's tefillah b'tzibur. Let's say you don't live in Kew Garden Hills in a Kesser Torah type world. But like you live in Kansas and there's only one Mariv or in the next 400 miles or whatever. You live out of town. One Mariv. Yeah? If you don't bench. Overland Park. No. There's only one Mariv there. No? Two Marivs?
No, there's only one.
One Mariv. Overland Park. Kansas is always a great example. I feel bad for the Rav of Kansas. I always pick on this Kansas. But that's a good thing. That's a community which Mount Shmuel nowhere. Yeah? They got a minion, I'm assuming, on a daily basis.
In the summer.
Or Louisville. Days. Louisville, Kentucky. Chafetz Chaim just started. Louisville, Kentucky.
Only on Monday and Thursday. I was just
there. Oh, you were just there. Okay, good. You're a traveler. Okay, good.
Providence in the summer.
Providence in the summer. Okay. One minion. All right, well, guys, it's on tape, so we're going to get calls from people saying, what do you mean we got 17 minyanim? Don't disparage out of New York. But okay. Anyway, the point is, so Kansas is a good example. You got one minion. You either got a bench and miss minion, or missed the first 4 minutes of minion, or you'll bench there after, you can't. Let's assume you can't come back. If you come back, it's a different child. Let's say whatever. You're running from a restaurant. The restaurant's going to close. You're going to bench now, or you're going to go to Mariv. Says of Chaim Kanievsky, so it's cited, says it's better to be chozer, to go to the place that you ate, better than tefillah b'tzibur, you should daven b'yechidus. It's a pretty wild chumrah. Now comes along the heter. Okay. Heter number one, I saw in the Chai Adam, who says that if you can't get back into the place, an example is like an ushpiza, like a hotel, like, you know, you ate. And then again, those old times, it's a lot easier to them. I'm trying to think of a practical example. I don't know, like restaurant closed, or you have to pay and like you have to pay to get into like a restaurant.
Young Israel, you don't know the code.
You don't know the code, right? Table's taken, exactly. Or you have to pay to get into like a place. Let's say you have an entrance fee into like one of these fancy restaurants, whatever it is. You have to put down something. So to go, I have to go back and pay again. So like, okay, so that's a heter Chai Adam suggests. That's all not such a practical. Heter number two, Trevor Rosenfeld and I had a discussion about this a few months ago, actually, is the 72 minutes. Is that, let's say, to go back will be outside the time that I'm ideally supposed to bench. So let's take the Van Wyck. I'm already in the Five Towns. It's already been a half hour since I got. And coming back, there's more here. You put on Waze, it's going to take 52 minutes or something. And the time you get in, it's going to be past 72 minutes. Are you supposed to go back? I didn't see that as clear as I would have liked in the poskim that say, oh, no, bench where you are. But I think that's the simple halacha. The reason why I don't think it's so clear is because that 72-minute time period is not so clear either. Some say it depends on when you digest, how hungry you are. So that's a little bit of a malleable and a little bit of a playable time period. So if that's the case, I'm not 100% sure, but that's a heter. Heter number three is the best heter out of all. Is what do? A chop.
Eat something.
You gotta get a bagel in the Five Towns and finish your meal in the Five Towns because you just.
Yeah, but you didn't have a
line.
Okay, so you got Dean need to wash again. So that's a whole separate discussion. Dean to wash. Let's assume you remembered as you walked out. So then you're fine as you walked out.
Instead of I gotta get in the car. It's I gotta get to the 5 pounds and continue my meal.
Exactly, gotta cut people off. You know, start hunking. And so to make sure you get there in time to continue your meal, that's a separate discussion. But it sounds like that would be the best date. So seriously, the dates about going in the car is if you really don't want to bench in the place that you are because you need a rush, you just save a piece to take with you in the car, and then you're fine. You just have to think ahead. Chacham in a barosho. You have to think ahead. Yeah. Does coffee? That's a good question. Does a drink count? I'll be honest. I don't know the answer offhand. I don't remember. I don't remember.
The answer should be yes if you can participate in.
Zeman, yeah, but this is not a Zeman shayla. I'm not sure. I would have assumed. I don't know offhand. I'm gonna get back to you on that. I don't know offhand. I think not. I think it has to be Mizonos, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm gonna look that up. That's a good question. It better be. I know. I'm not 100% sure. I think not. Okay, comes along the Avnei Yoshva, says another heter, and this is the heter everyone likes to use. This is the 10 o'clock Slichas Heter, which was a Heter in 1950. Not such a Heter in 2021, although Nebuchadnezzar maybe come Heter again with recent anti-Semitism, is that if it's dangerous, the dangerous Heter, is that it's dangerous for me to turn around on the Van Wyck, to drive in the Van Wyck an extra time, maybe a Sakana, you know, it's a Sakana. If there's any danger involved, inherent in turning around, which is a hard sell nowadays on a practical level. Maybe that the case is, you know, if someone's in a park, a kid forgot to bench in a park, right? You tell your kid, go back to the other side of the park by yourself and bench. Probably not the safest thing. Kid could bench in a car.
Even
a
tour. You leave.
A tour, exactly. No, that's a good question. A tour is a cool question. You're going on a tour and like someone realizes, I forgot to bench, or that everyone needs to go. So then. I'm not sure. That's a heter. That's the Avnei Yoshva suggest that heter. Fine. Now we get to our great question by Mr. Herman. So now you have a question. You have 30 seconds left till you're going to miss your train. Should you bench a 30-second benching and catch your train or catch your bus or whatever, go on your way that you need to go, assuming it's not extenuating circumstances, you need to run. 30-second benching, or is it better to go where I need to go? And when I get there, I'll bench like a mensch. Take me 3 minutes, 5 minute benching, or whatever it is, and I'll bench there. 30 seconds here, or 5 minutes there. What do you say? No? I saw a sefer Merech Michach. He cites from Reuven Webster, I think is a Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I see him cited a lot. I'm not 100% sure. He paskins, it's better to daven, to bench here, b'ma'at kavana. A little bit of kavana than to go there with a 5 minute kavana. Another example of when it's not always so good to have longer, extenuating kavanas, or whatever, extensive rather, kavanas, than to do it the proper halacha and to actually bench in the place that you eat. I'll tell you the final. Huh? Yeah, let's say you don't have any food left. You don't have no food left. You finished your bagel. You want to leave it over any part of that bagel.
Coffee.
The coffee. But you have no food, you have no drinks. You finished your meal. Now, final Shaila, and then I'll tell you a story. But the final Shaila is an interesting, little weird Shaila. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, which you know as the Tzavav, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. There's a lot of interesting things in the Tzavav, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. You know, I want to marry someone with the same name as the father-in-law. So, okay, so other famous, you know, edicts or rules or suggestions. Shaving on Rosh Chodesh, exactly. Erev Rosh Chodesh, exactly. Rosh Chodesh itself, exactly. That's a big issue. So, is this Tzavav Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid followed? So there's a whole Sefer which actually goes through all his comments. He says you shouldn't marry your niece. Gemara says you should marry your niece. There's a lot of examples which is a little very hard to understand. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid has a phrase in his Tzavav that says if you forget something in a house, you shouldn't go back into the house. No? So now you forget benching in a house. According to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, he says, now we'll go back into the house to finish up your things. So Shaila is, how does Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid fit? So no, the Yehuda says, I didn't look this up again, I have it in my notes, I have to just double check this. But I believe the Yehuda says that, from here you see, you don't follow Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Because it's blatantly against Halacha in the Gemara that says, you have to go back and bench. Others say, well, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wasn't talking about for a mitzvah purpose. Here, for a mitzvah purpose, you would have to go back. So that's just something to think about when you think about Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid and this Halacha. This Halacha seems to fly in the face of Rabbi Yehuda Kosi Saba.
Yeah. If you're going to bench by yourself as opposed to benching with a mezuzah.
No, this is. Oh, that's a good question. I mentioned they are with the mezuzah. Yeah. I hear you. We have to eat there again. I hear you. That's a good question. I think still you have to bench here. But I think the lesson. I'll tell you the lesson of this chabura. Two more minutes. Okay. Yeah. Two more minutes for a lesson. Yeah. So the lesson of the chabura is, and I'll tell you one of my favorite stories. Is the lesson of the chabura is, I went, look, it's sometimes challenging and it takes a lot of work to be a good Jew. It's not easy. You can't always sit on your couch with your feet up and say, yeah, I'm being mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah. It's sometimes take, I'm mailing the Torah. This week's parsha, it's coming with Shavuos. You got to work sometimes. It's sometimes not easy. And sometimes that's good because that is a good thing. Famous story is, one of my favorite stories, you're all going to smile because I'm sure you've all heard it as well. I think it happened with Rav Shlomo Shadron, that it was World Cup and one of the boys in Rav Shlomo Shadron's yeshiva wasn't showing up to, I mean, I think it's his yeshiva, or maybe he was telling about his yeshiva, someone else. My favorite stories is a boy wasn't showing up. He wasn't showing up to yeshiva. So he goes to Rav Shlomo Shadron. Rav Shlomo Shadron comes over to him and says, no, where have you been the last week? And the boy said, soccer. It's the World Cup, Rebbe. You know, I got, so Rebbe says to him, what do you mean, World Cup? What's the soccer? I don't know how to play soccer. So the boy said, well, I'll teach you. So Rebbe says, okay, teach me how to play soccer. So he says, you take the ball and you put it in this net. So Shalom says, I got a great idea. We'll set up a net and you'll put the ball in the net and you come to Seder. So he says, no, Rebbe, you don't understand. There are people blocking the net. So Shalom says, so we'll do it at night. We'll set up the net at night and secretly at 3 a.m. He says, I'll come with you and we'll put the ball in the net. So says Rebbe, you don't understand. It's not a kunz. It's not an advantage to just put the ball in the net when there's no one blocking it. The whole idea is you set up people on this side, and everyone tries to block, and then you can kick it. If you get around, you pass the ball, and you get it into the net with a guy defending you and blocking you, then you win the game, and there it's at least you did something. It's a hard thing. Shalom said to him, you fool! Probably didn't say it like that. He says, see what you said. Look what you're saying. That in order to accomplish something, in order to feel proud of yourself, you have to go against a defender. Something has to be coming against you, that you have to work around it and sneak it and work and overcome the challenge. That's when you get satisfaction. So too, to come to Seder, when there's nothing on TV, there's no shir, it's not such a big deal. But a Sunday morning, to come out to a shir, and everything's happening Sunday morning, that's when you get zuchusim. That's when, you know, you really get a powerful satisfaction about what you're doing, accomplishment of what you're doing. And that's really the lesson. It's hard to go back, and I'll be honest, I haven't really done it myself very often, and not because I've forgotten benching. It's a hard halacha to keep, that you went 20 minutes, or you're about to run to the bus, even if you step out of your house and you go up your block. To turn around and to come back is a hard thing. We should be zoch, and I speak for myself as well, to not forget benching, but if you do, we should fulfill this halacha in its full way.